did something wrong. We weren't allowed to think. We were controlled. And we got into trouble over stupid little things. We were always criticized for everything. And they would make us dig worms for punishment. And if we got caught talking in the playroom, they would make us pull our pants down and walk around the playroom, or put our hands up in the air, or dig worms. One time I saw some staff back, and they put me on antipsychotic pills, which made me want to sleep most of the time, and eventually they reduced it. And then another time, when I got caught stealing cookies, they made me get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and have to scrub the floor. And then one of the staff says, oh, I'm surprised at you, Marie. And another time, you couldn't get out of line and you would get into trouble. People were put in side rooms as punishments, were put into straitjackets. One time I swore, and they made me drink formaldehyde, which made me feel sick. And there was a lot of abuse. Some of the people got it worse than I did, because I was too scared to even try to step out of line. It was all regimented, and we were treated worse than the prisoners were treated. I mean, the people in prisons got better treatment than we did, and we didn't even commit a crime, and we got treated worse than they did. Well, we weren't happy, and we were scared. And Mrs. Green was an ear puller, and the staff would warn us all and say, shh, Mrs. Green's coming. You know, so I think everybody was afraid of Mrs. Green.
Was this a room that Mrs. Green was in?
I think she was all over the place.
If you could tell the walls something, what would you tell the walls? If I make the walls move, what would you
say? I would tell the walls that I wish they would all get burnt down and be erased from our memories forever. I hate this place. I'm glad it's closed. I'm glad nobody's living here anymore. And I wish they would just tear this place down after they get all the asbestos out. That would help erase some of the memories for some of us.